If you're in the mood for a concert this summer, let us suggest the South Carolina band Shovels and Rope. They're on tour through October. The band often sings about fictional characters, but their latest album, Manticore, features a song called Domino. It's about a real character, the 1950s Hollywood icon James Dean. The squeal and the wheel and the speed and the choke. Immortal, cause America can't ever let me go. Did I die last night? Am I walking around? I'm here, but not me. I'm a ghost. I'm a domino. I'm a domino. This Shovels and Rope album goes deep with songs that explore relationships and parenthood. Maybe that's no surprise because the duo, Michael Trent and Carrie Ann Hurst, are married with two children. We spoke in February of 2022. Most of the songs on this album were written before the pandemic, but then recorded after everything shut down. So tell me how you made this record, straddling those two periods of time.
We had finished up the writing of this record right before the pandemic. So we came in and started working on it, and originally the idea was going to be to leave it to be a pretty sparse record with minimal production. And
we kept on staying in the house. And then we stayed in the house some more and listened to the record.
And things changed.
And we decided, we've never had this much time to, like, flush out ideas. We could, like, make ideas and then throw them away. We have so much time. Let's explore it. And so Michael did that.
Some of it stayed on the sparse side.
Yeah.
And then some of it we ramped up.
Some of the ideas that you fleshed out on this album are related to your own personal life, your relationship, your family. This song is called The Show.
Something about this music I hear, the way I make it up with you, sound wants to carry through. Shine a light in the darkest hour, find my way down a rocky road that always leads me home to you. Stops your heart and takes your breath away. Feels sorrow of a million tears. The evolution of a million fears.
You know, I interview a lot of musicians who are married to each other, and I often think it's enlightening to learn how those relationships on stage blend with the relationships at home. I also don't often hear those musicians singing songs about it. So how does it work for you two?
Well, it's funny, while a lot of this is, you know, harvested from our own experience, everything that we do filters through a story or maybe like another person's experience, just with our own knowledge about life. You know, when we are talking about stuff, and if it does feel like heavy things that you carry with you, it's like a result of, maybe like good therapy and a lot of time forced to communicate and hash these things out. Nothing that is said in a song hasn't already been said in counseling or like in the quiet by the, you know.
Yeah.
We can
also work our stuff out through these characters too. We could be like, so the character in this song was upset that the other character hadn't, you know, done this, that, and the other, or at the way that she was acting. And so, you know, he's doing this about it.
The other character hears you and sees you, the other character.
The other one.
And respects
you know
the other character's
feelings.
What's
interesting about your music, right, though? I mean, I'm hearing you have this little debate between yourselves. What's interesting about your music, I think, is that you often are, as Carrie Ann said, writing through people, like James Dean, for instance. This is a theme that kind of runs through your music.
Right.
Oh, yeah, we count on it. It's like the best way.
I think it's just more interesting. I don't know. We've been doing it for a long time, and maybe when we were younger, it was more about expressing your personal feelings or getting something off of your chest. But it's interesting to write characters and write scenes and settings, and it's just kind of like writing a book or making a movie or something that, you know, anything can happen.
Well, maybe this next song is an example of how things can go wrong in a relationship. It's called Divide and Conquer.
What did we learn? What did we read? We both took turns. Now the hill's too steep. I'll take the boy. You take the daughter. It's just made sense. Divide and conquer.
Quite a juxtaposition there between this and the last song. Carrie Ann, what are you grappling with here?
Well, I think that what we were trying to do is terrify our fans and make sure that they were deeply concerned about our personal stability.
So what should they be thinking?
You know, it's funny. We wrote the song based on some of our lived experience, but it's not a song about two people that are splitting up. It's a song about how, as you go through life, the dynamics of relationships change and the substances of them aren't necessarily bad, or they just can be different. But at the end, they're actually like more strong than they were before. So it's secretly a happy ending to the song if you kind of allow that space. There's more fortitude there.
Let's get one more song in here that is about family relationships. Bleed Me. This is a love song to your kids.
You are the best.
Michael, what was it like to write and perform that for the first time?
It felt kind of cathartic when I played it for Carrie the first time. She's like, you never write love songs. And I had to break it to her that it wasn't necessarily about her. It was about our kids, you know, but it's all kind of part of it.
I made the kids, so I kind of have to get it. It's still technically a love song. No, I'm kidding.
It's all wrapped up. Yeah. We have two small kids. We've been in a pandemic with them for 2 years. It's been intense, and it's also been the best.
You know, I'm a parent, and I listen to that song, and I'm a little envious that you two are able to give your children such a beautiful gift that you could create that for them. Like, do you sometimes wonder when they grow up what they might think of that song?
I have. It's important to me that they know that it's... and they'll know it when they have their own children, that feeling that you get of just being filled up by them, and all they like drag you into being a better person, kicking and screaming all the way, showing you the best and the worst of who you are all day long, as long as they know that these songs that we write about them are just big love bombs, and that we don't feel like they are like vampires in our life. They're the opposite.
Bleeding,
they're
right?
Like love. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I said, what, vampires never die, and neither does love. Yeah. Right. So there you go.
A lot of people first discovered you about 10 years ago with the song Birmingham. Can we listen to a little bit of that?
Making something out of nothing with a scratch and a hole. Two old guitars like a shovel and a rope. Rock of ages, cleave for me. Let me hide myself in thee. Now I understand on better terms since Birmingham.
Now, I'm sure you're sick of explaining this, but which of you is shovel and which of you is rope?
I always like to say that we are kinky and take turns trading which one.
What does it mean?
It's funny. It's a reference to like having the minimum amount of tools to get out of a sticky situation. The first Shovels and Rope record was kind of a concept record. We were writing all the songs off of each other, and the characters were finding themselves in various situations that called for like a shovel, or there was a lot of hangings that were happening in the stories.
A lot of murder, a lot of death.
It was like a pretty record about murder and death and loyalty.
So have you noticed an evolution then? I mean, are you still that same band?
At heart, I guess. We have experimented with a lot of different types of stage arrangements and stuff. But I think that, you know, maybe the main thing that we do well is sing together in harmony. That's still, you know, the foundation of a lot of the band.
I feel like we're still this scrappy band at heart, like kind of a little bit grouchy and fun and free to kind of like do whatever we want.
Michael Trent and Carrie Ann Hurst, the married couple behind Shovels and Rope. The new album is called Manticore. It's really fun to talk to you. Thank you so much.
Thanks for giving us a chance to talk to you.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
Interview with Shovels and Rope from 2022. They're on tour this summer.